I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Top U.S. and Russian diplomats met Tuesday in Saudi Arabia to discuss relations between their countries and a potential end to Russia's war in Ukraine. Both sides have tempered expectations, describing the talks as an initial step that would lay the framework for direct talks between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is leading the U.S. delegation, which also includes National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and Middle East envoy Steve Wyckoff. Russia's side includes Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and senior Putin aide Yuri Ushakov. The head of Russia's Sovereign Wealth Fund, Kirill Dmitriev, is also in Saudi Arabia for the meeting. He spoke with reporters before they began.
Discussion today with the U.S. team are very important, and we've been consistently saying that good U.S.-Russia relations are very important for the whole world. Mm-hmm. Only jointly can Russia and U.S. Address lots of world problems, resolve global conflicts, and offer solutions.
Dmitriev, a U.S.-educated former Goldman Sachs banker, played a role in early contacts between Moscow and Washington during Trump's first term as president. Meanwhile, as the U.S. and Russia were meeting in Saudi Arabia, European leaders meeting in Poland Tuesday said there can be no meaningful discussion of peace in Ukraine without Europe and Ukraine. Speaking to reporters on the sidelines of the EU General Affairs Council meeting in Warsaw, Poland's minister to the EU, Adam Szłapka, said any results from the talks in Saudi Arabia will be meaningless.
Polish and European position is that there is no just and lasting peace without Ukraine. So first of all, Ukraine must participate in peace talks. And of course, it affects directly Europe, so Europe should be also participating.
At the same meeting in Poland, Germany's Minister of State for Europe, Anna Lohrmann, said Europe must not become a playball for Trump and Putin. The Trump administration's special envoy, Keith Kellogg, said he did not think it was reasonable and feasible to have everybody sitting at the table. This is VOA.